Chapter 2. First Wave. Wilson, the Philosopher President. The difference between democracy and socialism is not an essential difference, but only a practical difference. Woodrow Wilson. The North Atlantic, April 19, 1912. For four excruciating days, a lone ship plowed the waves through fog, darkness, and rough, freezing seas. It sped toward a cursed patch of icy sea 400 miles south of Newfoundland that had recently echoed with the desperate screams of 2,200 souls. The C.S. Mackay Bennett, a 2,000-ton cable repair ship berthed in Halifax, Nova Scotia, had been overhauling a communications cable linking Canada and France when it received the White Star Line's desperate plea for aid. It embarked immediately after its macabre cargo, embalming supplies for hundreds of floating corpses and 100 empty coffins, was aboard. This time, there was no cable line in need of urgent repair. This was a mission of recovery and retrieval. This was a search for death. The April 15th sinking of the British luxury liner RMS had claimed more than 1,500 passengers and crew, chiefly because the Titanic, this grand state-of-the-art vessel, sumptuously appointed with all manner of luxuries and modern conveniences, from a squash court to a lending library to a Turkish bath, had simply not carried enough lifeboats for everyone on board. The dead who wore life vests bobbed on the ocean like human buoys. The Mackay Bennett recovered 306 corpses, far more than the number of caskets it carried. The bodies included that of a 19-month-old English boy named Sidney Leslie Goodwin, Isidore Strauss, the 77-year-old owner of Macy's department store, his wife's body was never found, and a well-dressed, light-haired 50-year-old man whose shirt collar and gold belt buckle bore the initials JJA. He was, the crew later learned, John Jacob Astor IV, the richest man aboard the Titanic and in death, the richest man now aboard the Mackay Bennett. As the elegant Titanic capsized, Colonel Astor, a Spanish-American war veteran, had ensured that his pregnant 18-year-old second wife, Madeline, her nurse...